This is the News and Talk of Nevada. Now, Bosma on Business with award-winning entrepreneur Mike Bosma. We're getting Northern Nevada back to business on News Talk 780 KOH.
Good morning, Reno. It is Mike Bosma, your business savvy CPA. Hey, must be Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for 60 minutes of action-packed business adventure. Yes, each and every Saturday morning, yours truly takes a little time out of the old schedule to be able to share some insights, tips, and tricks to make all the business magic happen. Of course, each and every Saturday, we also have business owners in studio. Today is no different. Brent Hale, Hale Enterprises. Brent, welcome to Bosma on Business.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
What the hell? Enterprises. What is Hale Enterprises?
So basically what I do is I create niche-focused websites, and I kind of focus on doing product reviews, and it's really just kind of focused on getting people to read my buyer's guides, and then from there, if they click through, I sell products on Amazon. If they click through to Amazon and they make a purchase, then I get a commission.
Then you get paid.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you drive traffic through content.
Yes.
And you get paid for that. Fascinating.
Yes.
Speaking of fascinating, the beautiful, the lovely, the talented Randy O from the BBC. I mean, Katrina Lochtenwinkle. Katrina, welcome back.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm just full of it. Randy, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing super great. It's always good to be here, Mike.
Okay. When I said the beautiful, the lovely, the talented, your flower a little wilted over there a little bit. I just wanted to help give you a little perk up.
Did you see that? The hairs on the back of my neck. I was all excited. And then what a letdown.
Right. So we have this cast of characters here that is going to be able to kind of talk about this kind of a business model. Of course, Katrina is a business broker with BTI. See how you can, how those businesses are bought and sold, Brent. So how'd you get into what would you even call it? I mean, online store?
The buzzword for it is, I guess, internet marketing.
Internet marketing.
Yeah, so
that sounds like you're pushing supplements, nutraceuticals.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the general, that's how people view it. But
right.
I just kind of focus on making like one-stop resources for certain topics. Like I've got a 3D printing website.
Yeah, so like for example, I went to your 3D printing website and I was like, oh, okay, you can decide how much do I want to spend? Do I want a low, medium, or high? And then you kind of have an opinion on those. And it's kind of like the consumer reports of these little niche markets.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Fair?
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know, I'm probably going to get a notice from Consumer Reports. But I mean, you rate them, one, two, three, four, five, whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've reviewed, like my big buyers got to have probably about 27 3D printers on there at different budget ranges. And I get these companies send me their 3D printers, a lot of them, and so I do a review on them, and then I just rank them.
So that's what I need to do, Randy. See, because I want a 3D printer, and I was looking at the reviews, like they're kind of expensive for the upper crust. I need to write reviews on them so they'll send me one.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
We put it on the website and then send them a link and say, look, we're reviewing printers.
Exactly. You don't go buy a 3D printer. You review them.
You review
them.
And
then they get sent
to you.
Now,
do you have to send them back or do you get to keep them?
Some I have to send back. Some I get to keep. I usually end up buying them just because.
Okay. You're kind of cool. Kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
So I think I should also do reviews on tractors.
Tractors. That would be big.
Like backhoes.
You could probably buy a tractor on Amazon.
I can, but they're expensive. But I think if I can get Caterpillar to give me one so I can write a review.
How about a lift?
Or a lift.
That would be a great idea.
We're gonna evaluate all the lifts because we need one to get people up to the third floor to wash the windows and seal the caulk and whatnot.
That's right.
So how do you get enough people following you and enough traction, Brent, for somebody to send you a multi-$1,000 printer out of the blue?
Well, all of my traffic comes through organic search on Google. So basically my whole, my whole marketing strategy is how can I get my website to rank higher on Google?
Right, right. So if somebody types in 3D printer, yours is going to hit that above the fold.
Yeah, I think if you type in best 3D printer on the second or third website.
Now, how'd you do that one? That's what I want to know. That's the magic right there.
Well, so a lot of what I do with my with my websites is I try and find kind of a market where it's kind of developing. In 3D printing, there wasn't a whole lot of specific 3D printing review websites. So I just went after it. I wasn't too familiar with the niche, but I started, you know, researching it. And really, it's a lot of just getting backlinks to your website, mentions.
Okay,
from other
now how do you, that's the secret sauce, right?
Yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah,
backlink. How do you get a backlink to a website?
Well, there's quite a few ways to do it. I think right now the biggest, you know, there's the black hat way, and then there's the white hat way. And right now, I focus on the white hat.
Okay, so
strategies.
Yeah, that sounds like a good guy strategy.
Yeah,
so what's that?
Try and do the good guy. So, for instance, I do a lot of email outreach, mm-hmm. which is basically I just email someone and I say, "Hey, I noticed you mentioned this website. Would you also mind mentioning my website?" And if you send, you know, 500 of those emails, you might get 10 backlinks from that. But those 10 backlinks are huge.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. So another strategy is.
So you probably have a really good email list.
Not really. I just go to websites. I do
really okay.
Contact
search strings. Yeah, contact forms. I find emails.
Okay.
Another
good
big
intel.
Yeah, another big thing that I found that I think, you know, if you have any kind of business, you should probably be doing this is a website called Help a Reporter Out. I think it's helpareporter.com, and you signed up, and what they do is they send you three emails a day, and there's anywhere from, you know, 30 to 40 pitches of journalists who are looking for experts to help them with fill in sources for an article they're writing. And I mean, I just got a link back to my website from Business News Daily last week mentioning a 3D printer. And there's all sorts of sites on there, anywhere from, you know, Huffington Post to Forbes to, and they're all looking for
right. Okay.
Experts.
So if somebody wants a rational perspective on the presidential race, I should just like let them know that I
exactly.
have it all figured out.
Exactly.
Note to self.
Silence. Randy's like, please don't go there. Please don't go there. Please don't go there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, Rand, I mean, this is the businessman's election, right? I mean, Donald Trump. I'm wearing a Donald Trump shirt right now.
And by the way, it looks good on you.
Right. So Trump looks good on Bosma. You heard it here and only here. I bought Art of the Deal back when it was first published.
Do you know there's a documentary now?
Really?
Yeah, there's the. I was searching through the documentaries, and I came across. I'm going to try to watch it this weekend.
So yeah, of course. Now if I contribute $100 to Donald Trump's campaign,
do you get it?
I get one signed.
Is it signed or stamped?
Wow. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. So, but you know, it's just you kind of wonder what this country's coming to. And, I don't know. Katrina, what thoughts on any of that? I don't know.
None.
Just because you're smart. So not going to step
right.
into that one.
That's
no,
right.
I got you. So in studio, we've got Brent Hale, Hale Enterprises. Really fascinating business model. Brent's also one of the folks that hangs out on the first floor and makes that first floor awesome.
We call those members.
We call them members. I was going to say partners. You know, this interesting business model where he's like, hey, I'm going to go out and organically create a business where there wasn't one before. And the thing that, you know, kind of the takeaways are, which are many, first and foremost, you know, getting the backlinks, basically just asking. It's amazing what you get when you ask. And I'd say in sales, that is a huge takeaway in the sales world. You know, sometimes you don't get the listing, you don't get the client if you don't ask, you know, so,
Well, and Mike, I think the other interesting thing is if you're looking for something now, I mean, people are going, you know, one of the first places they go to is just a Google search.
Right.
You know, and Google's done a great job of branding themselves as the go-to search engine,
right.
You know, the default. And I noticed recently, because I'm looking some things up, that these guides, right, these comprehensive reviews are becoming, you know, first page, third site. You know, they're what's coming up.
It's
so if
true.
You're sitting at home and you're an expert in something, I mean, this is what I'm hearing, and
right.
I've talked to Brent about this a little bit. If you're sitting at home and you're an expert in something, you can write content. You don't have to own any product.
Right, because Brent, let's talk about that a little bit, right? So you basically, they click through your website to buy it on Amazon.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a commission. How much is the commission on that?
So they go anywhere from, you know, 2.5% to 8.5%. And it it scales at the more you sell.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's where you can end up having a very robust business by writing content. And that's where I think a lot of people, it's hard for them to understand, I can write content, but how do I get paid? How do I monetize it? Katrina, from the business valuation perspective, how does Brent build this business to be able to scale it and sell it for billions one day?
Well, I think he's on the right track. He's doing, specializing in a few things, mm-hmm. Not in too many things, not too many reviews. So he'll get known for that, which is good. And then, try and get something where he doesn't really have to do anything for it to generate income. That's where he's going to.
Right. So it's basically it happens because of the web traffic
exactly.
itself. And that's where you could, as you get into different verticals, Brent, think of, having different aliases as a persona for you. For example, Mignon Fogarty, probably just butchered her name, but Mignon is the grammar girl. Right. And so she's got millions of followers on Twitter and she's also up at UNR, but nationally known as somebody to follow and get good grammar. But she's the grammar girl, then she kind of got a little caricature of her likeness. But that's where you can go into different verticals because it's going to be hard if somebody looking at Brent Hale. Oh, he's the 3D printer guy. Yeah. But then if all of a sudden, because you learn this from scratch, which I love, right? You're like, I can learn this, because it's true. Anybody can learn anything. You just got to put the energy in, right?
Yep, exactly.
And that's how you get become the expert is by learning everything there is to know about it. And there's a school of thought out there. If you spend 10,000 hours at anything, you'll know everything there is to know about it. So,
correct.
So any verticals kind of on the horizon?
I'm really just trying to scale it up and get more websites. Right now I have two main websites, a computer component website and the 3D printing website. And I'm working on a consumer drones website as well as a fitness equipment website. And then I'm starting kind of as a separate business, a website where I teach people my model, because that's kind of the big thing in internet marketing. Once you've made money, then you're established and you can teach your model to other people because, a lot of people, they'll go in and they'll try and teach their model, but they haven't made any money. So
you
kind of have to be established.
Yeah. They're a quote unquote consultant.
Yes. Exactly.
Which means unemployed.
Yeah.
Right. I'm so unemployable. I can't even work for somebody. And now I can't even make money myself, but I'm the quote unquote expert. A lot of quotes.
Yes,
in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You see that a lot, I'm sure, Katrina.
Oh,
people
yes.
want to sell the business. And,
oh, yeah.
You're like, well, what if you don't make any money? Well, why do you think it's worth so much? Well, because it's amazing.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Show me the money. Yeah.
Show me the money. the phrase that pays. Show me the money. So as you're going to these different verticals, I think that's one of the things we might talk about in this next segment is how to expand that without losing traction in the vertical that's paying the bills. We call it don't get over your skis. And let's do this, I think. Let's talk about what's going on in tax land. Commerce Tax, of course, do this last week, etc. It's Bosma on Business. Newstalk 780 KOH. Welcome back, Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma, in studio. Brent Hale. Hale Enterprises consists of multiple content-driven online businesses. Drives traffic and sales through Amazon. Of course, our business advisor extraordinaire, Katrina Lofton Winkle from BTI, and co-host, partner in crime, Randy O from the BBC.
My friends call me handsome. You can just call me Randy.
So does that mean I thought I was your friend, Randy?
I'm sorry. I messed that up. Mike, you are. You are.
Handsome.
My brother.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times a week people still... We're going to have to wear different colored shirts or something. I'm going to grow a goatee.
No, I'm getting a new set of glasses. I'm going to go with your kind.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
As long as they keep thinking that that you're the older brother, we're good. But no, everybody thinks I'm the older brother. That's the problem. Anywho, so one of the things I kind of mentioned before the break is talking about some of the things that are coming up in tax land. From a governance perspective, kind of embarrassed at the great state of Nevada right now, sending out notices to all these businesses saying, hey, you need to file your commerce tax that was due on the 15th, this last Monday, and sending that out you know, a couple days ahead of time. And then, you know, some information that they ask for on that form, like your employer identification number, which if you just have a single member LLC, you don't know or care about and you have no idea where it is. And you're supposed to file this thing. And of course, the backstory there is we've only known about it for 2 years. So, you know, finally got forms finalized a month ago and now just notifying taxpayers that they have to file this thing in a couple of days. Go online to register to be able to do it. You don't need, you can't even get a login for days. So you basically can't file it on time anyway. Of course, then they said, well, we're not going to enforce the filing date. Well, why don't you just change the filing date rather than say you're not going to enforce the filing date? Because some people like myself like to be compliant with laws. That's what we do for a living as CPAs. We comply with the laws. So got all that stuff taken care of. Basically, you got gross receipts less than $4 million. All you got to do is check a box and, hey, I've got gross receipts less than $4 million. Other than that, it's, you know, you got to put in your sales and calculate the tax, and you know most states give you a little bit of time or extension to that. We don't have that either. So write Governor Sandoval and say, hey, get your tax act together. Of course, he's following the Obama model. I mean, I understand it. I mean, you know, for years they always come out late in December and finally get around to deciding what the laws are going to be for the last year. It makes it impossible to plan. So yeah, it's just frustrating for a business owner. You're trying to, my definition of entrepreneurship, determining your own outcome, right? So Brian, you went into business so that you didn't have to worry about, you know, doing what you do and getting fired by somebody. You just want to, hey, I want to write content, drive web traffic, get paid. And the better I do that, the more I get paid. I don't want to have anybody kind of in charge of your destiny. And, but then all of a sudden the government comes along and just like, well, guess what? We're going to throw this wrench at you. Of course, all these business owners that they've required to file these commerce tax forms, zero revenue, but significant cost of compliance for the taxpayer. So it's called, it's not efficient tax policy. So like I said, I think you can make sure you grind on your congressman to kind of say, hey, if you're under $4 million, you shouldn't need to file. Period. That's right. The play,
right?
Don't make me file something with zero tax. That we call that tomfoolery. Anywho, speaking of tomfoolery, Randy Oat, BBC. Randy, what's going on out there at the first floor?
Hey, we've got you know, we always have a lot of activity out there. We do have a couple of offices that are open. So again, if someone is looking to move up to Class A and get into a great place where you can actually generate business just by coming to work in the morning and talking to people. Right. They should give us a call at 398-4800.
398-4800.
Right. No, but let's talk about a couple of other things that are happening.
Okay.
So one of the updates that we're doing to the website, we know people are busy and they don't want to miss these lunch and learns, right? So we're going to calendar these lunch and learns out so you can actually put them down, know they're coming up, know what the content's going to be. So if people check back next week, come up to the Bosma on Business or the BosmaBusinessCenter.com. They go to the event tab. And they will they'll be able to see some of the events that are coming up and be able to schedule out so they can come in and get some of this great advice.
Well, yeah, and I think one of the things we try and do is just help people understand, help business owners understand the things that they don't even know to ask, you know, and try, you know, fill in the backstory there. And, you know, as we're talking to Brant about his online marketing business, you know, I'm hold on a second, Randy. Yes.
I've got my hand up, Mike.
Yes.
I also want to tell our listeners that we're debuting, we've got a new Bosma on Business website that's going to be up. Oh. And it's got a really cool feature because we, you know, we put these shows, we post the shows up. You can go and listen to them on iTunes. You can go to KOH. You can come to our website and look at our blog section and we'll recap the show for you. There's a recording there, but now we've added a search function.
Wow. So if you're looking to find a certain advisor, certain content.
Absolutely. Right. So if we are the place to go for expert advice, now you don't have to scroll through or search these blogs. You can put a term in and you can find Brant talking about 3D printers. And, you know, and have this great content. So we invite everybody to check out the new website.
BosmaOnBusiness.com. Cool. No, well done on that, Randy. And like I said, it's you know, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, right, to make the magic happen. And I think that's where when we look at business, you know, trying to allow business owners, like, how do you create the outcome that you want? You know, Katrina, you know, I'm thinking on this business model, it's basically infinitely scalable.
Yeah, right? It is. Yeah. And he could hire people that are experts in something else. Yeah, it really is. And it's the way everything's going. And I read those reviews. I mean, don't you?
Right.
You,
that's
who
exactly,
knows,
right.
You know?
So, well, that's exactly, I'm not going to pay a couple grand for a 3D printer,
right.
For example, and then have it show up and then like, oh, well, that's, and that's just, and trying to get what I would call independent reviews. Like,
right.
And that's what you always wonder if, you go to HomeDepot.com, are those really independent?
Right.
Or is that just Home Depot employees doing reviews?
Well,
this one's awesome.
Yeah, and the FTC has just come out with people that are doing Instagram, celebrities that are doing Instagram, and I guess people that are considered experts,
mm-hmm.
That are doing reviews and not disclosing they're being paid.
Ah,
so same thing. You always wonder, whether the 5-star. When I see a 1-star and then a 5-star, you kind of go, how can there be that much distance?
Right. 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 So, and I think that's where, as I look at this business model is, Brent, I talk about this thing called financial freedom. How much do you need in the bank to be able not to have to do this anymore? Do you have an idea how much would be enough to retire?
I don't ever want to retire.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's a difference between needing to work and having to work.
I would say 10 million.
Perfect. Okay. So 10 million. So how much owner's discretionary earnings would this thing have to get Brent 10 million?
For something like this, probably close to 2.5 to 3.
Okay.
The multiple's not super high on that.
Okay. Yeah. So 3 million, right? So that's where it's like, okay, it's like if you wanted to kind of create an exit strategy, which is what Katrina and I do, where you're like, okay, well, if you want 10, awesome. So let's get to, let's pick 3 million. We need to get $3 million of cash flow.
Right.
And then how much traffic do you need to get there? And then all of a sudden it's an interesting mathematical equation because you can because right now you're growing organically. I think it's just you, right?
Yes.
And so if you can if I want to get a little sooner to that $10 million valuation threshold or $3 million of cash flow, wouldn't it be nice to have $3 million of cash flow?
Yes.
Right. Yes. Anywho, but to be able to get there, how much sales activity, if you're getting, your average commissions, pick a number, 3-4%, what kind of volume do you need? How many unique users are that? And then, then you can say, if I invest this much money in an advertising campaign or in personnel, that will drive that level of income. So just saying, we come back more on Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. And still your host, Mike Bosma, CPA, during my 8-to-5 job or 8-to-8 job, as the case may be, and Katrina Loftawinkle from BTI, a business broker here in town, and worked with you on numerous transactions. Katrina,
yes.
You are a talent.
Thank you.
So, when somebody's thinking of selling their business, how far in advance of actually wanting to sell it do they need to contact you?
Well, ideally, when they buy it, maybe. But,
right. So start with the end in mind. Right.
I mean, you say that a lot, but it's true. So, you don't want to get to that point where you all of a sudden got, your spouse was moved or something and you have to sell.
Right.
I have a client like that right now, and she is not anywhere near ready, so it's just bad timing. So you need to know as far in advance as possible. So at least 2 years, 5 years ideally.
Right.
But, if you haven't done this and you're thinking that you want out in a year, now is the time. That's
Now you're behind the eight.
Now you're behind,
right away.
Yeah. It takes 8 months is the average to sell a business. Eight months.
Right. And that's where I think a lot of times, I was talking to a real estate broker or agent, I guess, yesterday, and they do well in real estate land. They're making about $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Which most real estate agents out there are like, sign me up, I'll do that. I make $40,000 a year, I can work my tail off. But
yeah.
This person has got a machine. And the thing was, I'm like, well, how much is that business worth? And he's like, well, I just thought, I'm going to retire in 3 years. I'm not going to just walk away. I'm like, I think you're walking away from value there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But it's something like that where it's really personal services.
It's
tough. You sell it? I mean,
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how he's structured and all of that. But he can definitely pass that on to someone else, and that is worth something.
Right.
So,
if you were able to kind of step in those shoes,
exactly.
Walk side by side.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if, Katrina, if you were gonna do that, and again, going kind of back to what Brent's doing, because he's the guy doing the work.
Right.
Realtor's the guy who has a relationship doing the work. So you would want to, ahead of time, bring somebody along or diversify in some way so it's not just you, right?
Yeah, so you'd want to bring in like a mentor type, you know, a mentor situation where you're bringing someone in gradually. I think Brent's would actually be a lot easier because there's no real face to his.
Right, right.
You know, it's online. So,
no offense, Brent.
I mean, you could sell your name, you know, but you're kind of, you're branding it. You're not branding it as you necessarily. You're branding it as your, you know, what is it, 3D printing,
right, correct,
whatever,
yeah, right,
reviews.com or whatever. So that is where you can do that. And you can do that in real estate too. You
right.
Know? So.
Well, yeah, and that's where you oftentimes people are like, okay, well, I'll reach out to my network. But I'll tell you, you need somebody to help lead the charge. And that's where the reason you hire a business broker is so that they have somebody full time going out finding people to be that mentor rather than you just doing it when you can think about it. Right.
Right. Right. I mean, that's all I do. That's all I do all day long.
Right.
I mean, every day. So, yeah.
Right. So, and it's just it's absolutely worth its weight in gold. So Ren, you kind of had this thought on time to market doing this kind of content-driven web traffic.
Right. I'm curious to ask Brent, how long does it take? You know, you're writing this content, you're starting cold. How long before Google starts to recognize you? And I mean, how long before you start getting some traction?
On my first site, it took about 3 months. And I think that's probably the quickest you can do it. I know there's probably some experts out there who could do it even faster, but I've found about 3 months until you kind of can start getting that trickle in, and then from there it goes really slowly, the process of getting it from just being a trickle of traffic to being, you know, a hefty amount to where you're making a viable income off of that. But I would say 3 months is probably the fastest you can do it in.
Okay, so kind of the conventional wisdom on the street is in that interim, right? You're writing content, you're trying to get picked up organically, is to supplement that with paid advertising using Facebook, using Google. Did you ever have any thought about that? Or
yeah, I have run. So on some of my websites, I run contests and I give away stuff, you know, computer components, or I've given away a little cheap 3D printer. And usually the way I build buzz for that is I'll do like a cheap Facebook ad because it is pretty inexpensive. But I've tried playing with the Google AdWords and the Facebook ads to try and get sales. But I think with what I'm doing, since my commission level is so low, the return on investment it's not really there. But if you had your own product and you have a higher return on investment, I think some people they're killing it with that model of just using Google AdWords and Facebook
ads. Right, yeah,
if you're,
you know, from what you say, 3 to 8% in commission,
yeah,
you know, you're like, okay, yeah, you're not going to pay your commission out just to make a sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Heaven forbid
they
might return it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there is some school of thought where you do lose that and you know, you're hoping for the second time buyers, but
right.
I haven't really.
If you did a good review,
that.
There's not going to be a second time buyer
exactly.
for you, right?
Yeah,
it's just, or it's going to be a number of years down the road.
Yeah,
right? So,
exactly.
And then you're in the internet world.
Yeah,
it's not what have you done for me? What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, right? Because exactly.
Janet Jackson, appropriately saying, the expert on internet marketing. So no, that's a good question, right? Because you know, how long does it take to kind of get this thing going, and then to be able to quit your day job, so to speak, and be able to kind of do it full time.
Yeah.
And to give you flexibility. I think that's, you know, probably I would imagine just a huge benefit for you. Kind of you can do this in your underwear.
Yeah. I did for a while.
Right. You know, in the pink bedroom. I mean, this is Randy.
Yes, I did work out of a pink bedroom. It's true. It's true.
So, but you know, so just out of curiosity, so you're now a member of the BBC, and mm-hmm. glad to have you. So what was the tipping point to be able to kind of say, hey, you want to get into an office?
My 1.5-year-old son, basically.
right.
So, and then we've got another son on the way.
Well, congratulations.
But, thank you very much. So, I mean, anytime I would come out of my office, go to the bathroom, he'd run up and it would turn into like a 30-minute break and we'd have to play. So it was just kind of getting a little stressful.
Yep.
So just figured a time to come down,
right.
Get an office. And really, it's been, I can't even tell you how much work I've gotten done just from moving down there.
Right.
Just having a space to work in.
Right. Dedicated space is laid
exactly.
out. Yeah. No, and that's what's funny is I have the same thing, except it's when, you know, my 1.5-year-olds I work with. So, so I go home, but nobody's home. And it's amazing how much work I can get done.
Yeah.
So just get quiet.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
don't stop by. And, yeah, Because it's, you know, it's true. And that's just, you know, sometimes you just need to have your uninterrupted, I got to grind, get stuff done
right.
time.
Yep.
And, it's all part of planning. So, you know, how much do you need to get done? So do you have any criteria on kind of how many websites you want to bring on board kind of moving forward?
I mean, grand, like the grand scheme.
The grand
like
scheme, the
yeah,
master plan.
Exactly. I'd like to have 20 or 30, and I can't, obviously I can't do that all on my own. So I would have to build a team. And right now I've started to outsource content
right.
for some of these niches that maybe I don't know a ton about. And I found that if it's just me writing the guide, it might take me 5 days to write this guide. Whereas if I outsource it, I can get it done in a day.
Right.
So
right.
For a long time, I didn't want to let go of that control, but mm-hmm. now I've kind of got a little system down to where I can ensure that I'm getting decent content.
I was going to say, because a lot of times with the business owners, like when you outsource it, it's just not as good as if you would have
yeah.
done it.
Yeah.
You know, what's your experience there?
That was the reason why I had tried outsourcing at first, and that was the reason why I stopped doing it, is because, you know, it's hard to find content and you try and bounce that return on investment. I mean, a good writer, you're going to pay, you know, $1,000 to write 4,000 word guide or something
right.
like that. Whereas, you kind of have to try and find that entry talent where they're trying to get in
right.
to become a freelance writer, but they're not going to work for as much as a freelance writer. So
okay.
that's kind of the game.
So how much do you pay there?
Right now I'm paying about, I would say anywhere from 100 to 150 for a big guide now.
Okay. Yeah. So that's good intel. So
yeah.
4,000 words?
The last one I did was 150, and I think I actually got 10,000 words out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you go back and massage it from there. Is that what you do, or do they,
yes.
or is it pretty finished?
Yeah. So what I do is, rather than going to one person and saying, write this whole guide for me, I tell them to write the individual little overview, because that's what my buyer's guides are. They're 10 to 20 overviews of each product. And so I just go, and I've got 3 different writers. I send them the whole job for all the overviews. They come back, they knock it out within a day or two. And then I go and I plug these into my little template, because I have a template now that all I have to do is plug the content in, plug the tech specs of each product,
right.
Put the links into Amazon. And then I do like a little overview for each price category. So like the best 3D printers under $500, you know, I'll kind of give a general overview of what you can expect from printers in this
right.
price range.
Right. So, because as I was reading on RGJ a couple of weeks ago, decided to print off a 3D printer what looked like a gun, get it through TSA.
Oh, yeah.
Caused quite a stir.
Yeah. That's the big kind of downfall of 3D printing now, is it's this great tool, but there's going to be people who aren't going to use it, you know, at how they should.
I just don't seem like they'd melt, but
yeah.
Can you, I don't know.
Well, someone has printed a working, a 3D printed gun.
Really?
Yeah. It's this guy, he's down south, and I think he's kind of like a, almost like an anarchist.
Okay.
And so he's,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. So he's doing it as like a, you know, kind yeah. of like a example to the government, like, hey,
right.
you know, just kind of trying to stir the pot, basically, is what I get from it. But
okay,
yeah.
So you can use these for your own. It's out of curiosity, why do people buy a 3D printer?
Right now, the consumer 3D printers aren't very practical. Like, you can't go out and get a $3,000 3D printer and start your own production business. It's kind of like, you know, if you had a computer in the 80s, it's kind of like you want to be on the cutting edge. You know, it's like a cult type of following.
Right.
And
okay, I just think I can make different logos.
Yeah.
Right? I can
yes.
make different sizes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All Bosma all the time.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I have to wait.
Always.
If I can decide, I want a logo for this, I just print it out.
There you go.
What software goes with these things?
So there's a lot of different third-party software, and a lot of the 3D printers come with their own software.
Okay.
It's they've made it pretty simple to
use. Okay, I don't have to learn AutoCAD or anything like that.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Nope.
Sweet. Okay, well, what we're going to do when we come back, Brent, for the benefit of our listeners and you as a business owner, the number one thing you need to know to make your $10 million. You're here and only here. It's Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma. You know, helping people get second opinions. You know, if the doctor told you, hey, it's gonna, you need this operation, it's gonna cost you $40,000, you're gonna go get a second opinion. And we're doing that each and every week for the benefit of our listeners. They're sending me their tax returns, financial statements, like, hey, I want to make sure my CPA said I owe all this tax, and I should be happy that I made all this money. I don't feel like I made any money at all. Just, you can kick your stuff over. I will kick the tires on it most of the time, probably around 80, 90% of the time. You just got the wrong accounting methods, and you're not proactively planning to manage your tax burden. And there's easy ways to do that. You don't need to get into the hard ways. So one of the easiest ways to do that is to get some type of retirement plan going. That needs to be set up by the end of September. And so, which really means now is the time to be getting it going. So, you know, depending on retirement plan, you know, imagine if you could save a couple hundred thousand dollars just in retirement plan contribution. Let's do that. In studio, Randy O, number one thing for Brent to make his $10 million, what do you think?
I think that we touched on it with Katrina as a diversification, making sure he's not the only guy, but he's doing it right now. He's reached out and found himself some content writers. That seems to be the thing that would hold you back from expansion. But if you can get into these other niches and take off, I mean, I think that's fantastic. So, yeah, diversification, you know, so you're not the only guy behind the wheel.
Katrina, what do you think?
You know, I think planning is crucial. So backing in, if 10 million is the number, backing into that. So planning as early as you can and figure out how to get there. And of course, you want to, is that after tax or, you know, pre-tax dollars? So that's really important. And that's part of the plan.
Right. And so what I would say is Alibaba. You know, the world is a big place. And if you're able to expand, kind of scale your business model and then actually start to manufacture things yourself, you're going to get to that $10 million a lot faster, especially if you find this little niche where you're like, hey, I can kind of put that together. And if you export it, I can basically get that to you very, very tax efficiently because government's really promoting exports. So cut your tax rate down to 23% from 40%. So just to get to that $3 million, there's a lot more reinvested if we can actually build something more than 50% made in the U.S. than sell it overseas. So what's your takeaway? Number one takeaway, Brent? Just from the show, or is there any nugget you can use, or what do you think is the best way for you to get to that 10 million?
Yeah, I think scaling, and I think your advice on actually manufacturing products, because I know that there are a lot of people who are doing this Amazon FBA business, mm-hmm. where they
right.
get private label items, like you said, from Alibaba.com. And I've actually done a couple of them, but they're little small items. But I think that in the future, my strategy for a while was I was going to build these websites and I was going to, you know, kind of transition to selling my own products.
Right.
So I think that that's definitely something to look at, but.
Okay. Like I said, it's one of those things. It's oftentimes easier to scale. You just got to decide, you know,
yeah.
pull the trigger on the right one.
Yeah, exactly.
A buddy of mine decided he wanted to manufacture his own stuff that he was wholesaling and, you know, lost a couple million dollars doing it. We call that no bueno. So, it's low-margin business. So one of the things that we do for next week is very exciting. Going to have Darren McBride, Hi Rely, and Rick Redding, our financial advisor, talking about how to make Darren's millions. Tune in or go to our podcast for prior shows. It's Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH.